This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. There is so much I could say about getting your services page on your business website spot on. So I have a feeling that this is going to be a bumper episode. I've got the content to chat about, the layout, and the balance between being just a static, informative page to guiding people towards that sale and much more. So what is a services page? It describes the services and or products you provide. Well, obviously, but it's where you lay out your table of uniqueness and shout about what you do to show that you understand the problems and needs of your customers. And, well, of course, how are you going to solve those issues? It's an opportunity for the potential customer to obtain the necessary information so they can go ahead and make a purchase. Now, after the homepage and the about page, I often find that the services page is the next port of call on the user's journey through the website. So you'd be a fool to ignore its importance, wouldn't you now? I've hinted already that the tone of the page that I feel it should adopt, but what I would recommend in terms of what you actually put on your page, well, first, let me just give you my usual message. The services page, whatever it contains, must align with your brand identity. If your business is all about the bright and breezy and your website adopts a casual feel, your services page should reflect this. So I've got a few key elements that you may or may not want to use on your own services page. And well, some of them may not be relevant to your business, so do feel free to ignore. However, I really feel that ideally there should be three distinct sections. Section one, top of my list, is a succinct summary of the overall service you offer using a problem, solution, benefit structure. And why should it be succinct, I hear you say? Surely it's all about the detail, Amy. Well, perhaps that may hold true, but you don't have very long to draw in your potential customer. And if you can't effectively explain what you do in a couple of short paragraphs, you may end up leaving the user confused. This is not the time for waffle. If you do, though, have a number of services you'd like to share, well, go on ahead, include them. But think about perhaps adding the detail, the nitty-gritty, further down the page or even on its own separate individual sub-page, services page. I think it's much clearer for the reader. Section two. The next area I love to include on a services page is a section with testimonials or reviews. Now, this gives the potential customer reassurance that the summary about the services you've just put above, about the things that you offer, is legitimate and that other people can back you up. The sources of these testimonials may be completely unknown to the user, but you can add a name and a company and even perhaps an image of the person giving that testimonial. It really helps to bring it alive. People can Google the company and find out if they are a real company if they really, really wanted to. But ultimately, it's just another step in convincing them that you are the company they want to work with. And the final section is short, but I think it's probably the most important on the page, and it's the call to action. What do you want the user to do now they've got to the end of your services page? Don't just link them to the contact page without a good reason. What should they do when they arrive at your contact page? Do you want them to book an appointment for a discovery call? Send you details of your problem on an inquiry form? Perhaps you'd like to send them to view your portfolio page instead. Whatever you decide, make this call to action section clear and easy to understand. So those are my three key elements, but there are a few other things that you could include. And, well, I'm not sure how many I've got of them, but let's go through them. So the first one is sort of expanding on the testimonials idea, and that's creating longer case studies about those particular projects. And this may add a little extra sparkle to your services page. The second thing I quite like are frequently asked questions, the FAQs. It's a great way of drilling into the questions customers actually ask, and it allows you to bring it right back to the services you can offer. Now, the third thing I sometimes use, and I'm very careful with this one, are blog posts. You don't want to flood the page with lots of content. I think I've already mentioned that. But perhaps you have written a couple of blog posts that go into a bit more depth with your services, perhaps one of your more obscure services. And adding in these posts can give those customers who want to know more details a little bit more clarity about you and your product or service. Now, the next one, infographics. I am a massive fan of good infographics. They must add value. What do I mean by that? So does it make sense to be there? Does it help point out the benefits of the service? Are the colours on brand? Are the icons used identifiable? If you're not quite sure what an infographic is, we're talking lots of visual elements, a little bit of writing, perhaps some icons, perhaps some beautiful fluid arrows. Once again, I will point you over to search engines to have a little Google if you're not too sure. But if you like them and you can create one that adds value to your services page, well, I would love to see it. I love a good infographic. So moving on, in the same sort of vein, I've got images and other graphical elements. Visual content can be very powerful when it's well thought out and meaningful. Getting a visual impression of your service is important and ideally will lead them to dig deeper and actually read the rest of your content. And we move on to the final thing, which once again, everything's related, of course, interactive and animated elements. Some people find that including a video of the service adds an extra level of professionalism. It's another way for the user to get a better understanding of what's on offer. You could perhaps also do this with a slider or carousel of images that move every few milliseconds to showcase your services. Now, as you've probably guessed, I could happily talk about the services page for a little while longer, but I won't. Hopefully, you've got a flavour of what to include on a services page and why. Remember, it's all about balancing the information that you want to give about your service whilst motivating and encouraging potential customers to come forward and make that purchase, or at least get a little closer to signing on the dotted line. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.